You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Tzotzalsha is informing us that that there are two type of attitude in Ganavim, the thieves. One likes lamb steak and the other one likes cow steak. So it's brought that if the cow lover steak thief steals and he's caught when he's making barbecue, so then he has to pay
four times.
And then, I'm sorry, five times. The cow is five and then the lamb is
four.
So now here it's a puzzling matter that we learn from here one important lesson, that the punishment of the cow thief is much lesser than the lamb. So one thing that we learn from here, in case you had desire for a steak, so try to steal the cow, not the lamb. So that's one lesson. So now, logically think about it, as the reason has been evaluated. So why Torah Husha punishes the cow stealer more than the lamb? And the answer here is that the thief that likes the lamb steak, when he stole it, so he had to carry it, because have you accompanied the cow ever? No, the one with the foreleg, I mean. Yeah, you know, it just goes. But the lamb, what do you have to do? You have to carry it. So now he is informing us, because obviously when he was carried it, so people kind of wondered, you know, I mean, they give him a benefit of doubt, maybe the lamb is not feeling well, maybe and so on. But most likely they figured out that this person is a very tzaddik, so he was embarrassed. So now we take off from his punishment for the shame that he went through. So now, the question here is, which is a worse ganav? The one that stole the cow or the lamb?
The
lamb, Chazaka Baruch.
The cow is worse.
The cow?
The most embarrassed
is the lamb. If somebody has so much... Exactly. That he has no shame. I don't care. You know, out in open, halal, the cow, nobody knows that, you know, he's the owner, he's the shepherd. You know, he just accompanies the cow. But this one is obvious. He has so much, you know, he doesn't care. He says, so what? So he's carrying the lamb on his shoulder and runs. So that means he doesn't care, so we should punish him more or less.
More.
So what kind of lie is this? The one that he has no shame, we punish him less. But the one that is, you know, by hijab, he steals by hijab, you know, he's very modest thief. we punish him more.
Less.
No, five times. No, the cow. The cow is modest. Yeah, the cow punish him more. He was, you know, b'sheket, quietly steals. So he has, you know, some shames, this, you know, quietly. He has some asliyat. So what is this? You understand? No, we covered that already. It doesn't matter. But he, no, huh? It's like, you know, like, let's say you take $100 and put it in your pocket, or you go like this, you will hold the $100 like this and run. Which is worse? Huh? Yeah, the one that you, so why? Here's an unbelievable message. Very, very, very powerful message that Satoshi is teaching us. Of course, maybe he doesn't care. He doesn't care. But Satoshi comes and says, you know, you're a Yehudi, Chodai Nakarde. You know, you have value. You have your selected nation. You should not do these things. It's not in your kavod. It's not in your shakhsiyat, you know, to do such a thing. He might have, you know, say, so what? You know, I don't care what people think. But, of course, he's going to run into circumstances that people say, you know, there are people there, you know, they have cell phones, they take a picture constantly, you know, it's, you know. So then, you know, I say, here. I mean, today they don't put it in the post office, but all the pictures are there. So Tzotzal comes and says, Sadiq, you're Yehudi. By you committing such an act, your dignity, your asliyat is going to be ruined. So that's what Tzotzal comes and teaches us, you know, he lost his kabod. So by taking the punishment away, it's not that we say, you know, he did a good thing or what. That means he lost his value, lost his importance. Now, here we learn a more so very powerful message, and that is, if the ganav that by carrying the lamb maybe go through the embarrassment and shame, and then the Tosafot says, you know, the punishment is not as severe. So now, let's say somebody runs into circumstances that does become embarrassed, or they embarrass him. More so that his punishment is going to be less. If the ganav that he went through embarrassment, Torah says, let's take away from his punishment. More so if Yehudi, somebody embarrasses him. And more so, when he does a mitzvah, they put him down and embarrass him. So more so, the punishment is going to be deleted. So here we see, unbeautiful thing. People usually, they run after kavod. He didn't respect me. He didn't kavod, you know, I had no kavod for me. But here you see, it's the other way around. The less kavod you get, and more so, the less embarrassment you get, then your punishment will be deleted. It will be deleted. So that means here, if the Ribono Shel Olam has pity on the ganav, that when he was embarrassed, when he was doing another good act, more so when you go to do a good act, and then you go through the embarrassment, more so that your avonot will be erased. Yeah, so now you have to hunt for, you know, not people that kavod may give you kavod. You have to target people that they do the other one, otherwise. And then you see, every day becomes Yom Kippurim. Delete after delete.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.